Hello, I am talking from the atrium of BCA's HQ on Midland Road, and we've opened the house today to the public. I'm here with two of the artists who have been working with the spaces, the studio spaces, as project spaces over the last few weeks. Who am I here with? I'm here with
Emma Wild.
And I'm Greta Dellum-Tilts.
And Emma, what have you been doing since you've been coming to the studio? You're in studio number seven.
Yep. I've basically been walking around Bedford, literally only like two or three streets from the space, with the intention of exploring the whole of Bedford, but only getting like beyond sort of no more than the two streets just down here, and photographing just trees, houses, just things that my eye's drawn towards, really. And then coming back, working on newsprint, working from the photographs, taking all the photos to black and white, working from them in charcoal and pencil on newsprint.
What we can see from in your space is a number of these work of the very, very local neighbourhood.
Yeah, really local. Yeah, like 5 minutes away. So just sort of streets literally 5 minutes from here. But
and you're based in Milton Keynes.
Not
too far away, but definitely a different neighbourhood.
Yeah, totally. That's why this has been really good, actually, because it's completely different landscape and environment to Milton Keynes. So that's why it's sort of been a good sort of, you know, taking my eye to something different. So it's worked well.
And Greta, you're showing a film piece at the moment.
Yeah, well, it is time-based, but it's not, but it's more of a text and still piece, unfortunately. But it's an edit of a talk that I did this summer, so it's part of a bigger project that's working with combining text and images, and it's basically it's combining text images with quite boring still photos. And so it is trying to establish a sort of a thinking space that people can go into, and also trying to look for where are those places, you know, around, where is it that you suddenly realize, oh, I'm having a thought. I know that sounds really pathetic, but I hope there's a slight element of humor as well in the piece, in a very sort of quiet way, but because it is a little bit surreal, because you wouldn't have those thoughts necessarily with those images, but when you're in a space that is very neutral, not that nature is neutral, but that is not where you're not influenced by things, then it's more things has a chance to pop up and kind of pop out rather than popping in all the time, and that's partly what I've been trying to use the studio for, just to edit something.
Well, thank you very much, both of you, for your thoughts, and we've got lots of people roaming around, so I'll let you get back to chatting to the public. All right, thanks.